540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. A Wisconsin election official is pushing to destroy Milwaukee's 2020 absentee ballots, citing concerns about ballot secrecy. WisPolitics reports Don Millis, who chairs the Bipartisan Elections Commission, says the ballots could show how individuals voted in multiple races. He wants Attorney General Josh Call to intervene, arguing no one has the right to access that information. The ballots remain in storage due to ongoing litigation. Millis, a Republican, says discussions have started, but a final decision could take time. A major donation aimed at improving cancer care and research in the region is coming from a former gubernatorial candidate. Tim Michaels and his family are giving a lot of money to the Medical College of Wisconsin. The school says the $27 million gift is the largest personal donation in the Cancer Center's history. The money will help hire researchers, expand treatment technology, and improve access to care. A statement says the gift is personal for the Michaels family, whose daughter survived a rare brain cancer. The college plans to rename its cancer research building after the family. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Milwaukee food truck owners can keep serving late into the night after a judge yesterday blocked a city curfew. The rule would have forced trucks to shut down earlier downtown and in other parts of the city. A business owner challenged the ordinance, saying it would hurt small businesses and violate economic rights. The judge agreed, saying the city did not show clear evidence the change would improve safety. City leaders had argued that the limits were meant to reduce late-night violence. Seniors on Milwaukee's northwest side will have a new place to gather starting today. Programs get going again this afternoon after last year's flooding closed the McGovern Park Center. The first event kicks off at 2 p.m. at the Haven Woods State Forest Nature Center on North Hopkins. County leaders say it's part of an effort to restore services for older adults who lost their main space. Activities will include games, fitness, and social programs. Officials say more options are coming as they work on a long-term solution. The stink hasn't started yet. Milwaukee could soon get a brief and unusual attraction as a corpse flower prepares to bloom at the domes. The plant named Penelope is expected to open sometime this week inside the Tropical Dome. The bloom only lasts for 48 hours and is known for its powerful smell. Staff says the timing is uncertain, so visitors might want to watch for updates. The last time the flower bloomed was about 2 years ago. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. The Manitowoc County Coroner says an elderly man had been dead for more than 6 months when he was found in a home in Two Creeks near his sister, who died just days before being found. Authorities say 82-year-old Kenneth Krall and his sister Sandra Krall were found in their home last February after deputies were called for a welfare check. The coroner believes the sister died from heart disease days before she was found. Her brother's manner of death was declared undetermined due to extensive decomposition of his body, but no foul play is suspected. Authorities found utilities to the home had been shut off in December. Neighbors' reports of a prolonged outage and no contact with the Krawls led to the discovery. A new push to expand passenger rail across Wisconsin is getting underway with the conference in Milwaukee this week, highlighting plans to connect cities and boost the economy. The High Speed Rail Alliance and Newland Enterprises are hosting the event Thursday at the Oriental Theater. Leaders from Milwaukee, Racine, and across the state are set to speak about building stronger intercity rail service. A key focus is the MARC Passenger Rail Commission's plan to link Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha along the lakeshore. The project is still in the study phase. Proposed federal budget cuts may impact everything from drinking water to disaster response in Wisconsin, and state leaders are raising concerns. Governor Tony Evers is asking Congress to reject parts of President Trump's 2027 budget proposal. He says the plan could scale back funding for rail projects, housing programs, and emergency response systems. Critics of the proposal warn it could strain local resources, while supporters say it aims to reduce federal costs. The debate comes as Congress works to finalize the budget by October. The Democratic primary for Wisconsin governor got a bit smaller yesterday. Missy Hughes, the former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, suspended her campaign and endorsed Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez. In a joint press conference with Rodriguez yesterday, Hughes said it was time for a choice to support the candidate for governor who has the best chance of defeating the leading Republican candidate, U.S. Representative Tom Tiffany.
It's time to make a choice. And I believe in this moment of looking at my campaign and looking at this race, that true leadership means stepping aside and making sure that we coalesce around someone who can win in November.
Hughes said Rodriguez has the right experience and can build the broad coalition Democrats need to win. In addition to Rodriguez, five Democratic candidates remain in the race for governor. When asked during the press conference whether any of them should follow her lead and drop out of the race, Hughes said 100%. The winner of the Democratic primary will likely face Tiffany, who's spent millions on television ads in recent months. The primary is set for August 11th. Dozens are speaking out against dog testing at the University of Madison, Wisconsin. Protesters gathered at Library Mall over the weekend, many holding signs saying, "Save the dogs" and "Free the animals." One demonstrator told 27 News the protest was meant to keep the momentum rolling after Richland Farms sold off all their beagles to animal groups. She mentioned that result came in part from protests increasing pressure on Richland Farms, and they hope the same can be done at UW-Madison. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Giannis to Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks trading Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis to the Miami Heat. ESPN Shams Charania.
This was a 13-month trade saga for Giannis Antetokounmpo and the Milwaukee Bucks. Just to put it plainly, Giannis felt like his time was up with the Bucks a calendar year ago. The Bucks at every turn did everything they could to try to keep him. They fought this right until the end.
In return, the Bucks get four players from the Heat, including Milwaukee native Tyler Hero and Miami's first-round pick tonight in the draft, 13th overall. More on the trade online at civicmedia.us. Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds. The crew winning last night, 2-1 in 10 innings. Brandon Woodruff pitched a perfect game into the sixth after missing the past 2 months with an injury.
Yeah, I just was really happy for him and really happy for our team.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a little bit of rain possible after midnight, our low 57. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high of 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.